Okay, good morning. It's 10 a.m. and the Planning and Highways Committee held at West Mersey Town Council offices. 7th of January, 12th of January 2026. The first item on the agenda is to receive apologies for absence and vote of acceptance to be taken. No, everyone present?
Right.
No apologies. Okay. Next item 2602, to recall declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interest. Notwithstanding this item, members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Any interest to declare?
No.
All right. 2603, public session 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. No members of the public present. So the next item is to confirm minutes of the Planning and Highways Committee meeting of the 8th of December. Seeing one any comments on that?
I wasn't present, Chair. I can't comment.
No comment, Chair.
No one else? Okay, so I propose that we accept those minutes.
I'll second them.
Those in favour?
Yeah.
That's everyone. Yep. Okay. Right, we get on to the planning applications. 2605, first one, 252570, single story rear extension with second story extension over existing garage, Alexandra Lodge, 6A Alexandra Avenue, West Mersey. Anyone, any comments on that in particular? I'll see if we can display the plans. But these are. Let's see how I'm doing this. That's the existing property, existing elevations, and this will be the proposed plans and elevations. Difficult to see unless they're side by side, but there's been an addition to the side over the garage.
There's an extension over the garage, Chair.
Yeah.
This is what it is.
Second story over existing garage and single story rear extension.
Has anyone actually kind of visited it on site? This one?
Well, walked past it. I've had a look on Google Maps, that's as far as I've gone.
Yeah.
I'll leave it for everyone else to comment.
My comment would be there's no objections on the application at all, and my comment was it's large,
yeah.
It's a large property, full stop, you know. So
yeah, I asked my question whether in terms of street scene. Whether it was unduly dominant, yeah?
I don't believe so.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I really had to look at this one. I was flip-flopping between the two to see what the differences are. So so on initial look, it didn't kind of...
That's existing.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Proposed.
There's no highways comment.
No.
Well.
No, it's a private road.
The private road.
I can't see any reason not to support it, if I'm honest, when I looked at it on the scale of it, of what it is and what the amendments are.
Okay, so do we have a proposal for that?
May I propose, Chair, that we put a comment in to support the application?
Do we just support or no objection?
No objection.
Is that what we've previously done?
I second that, Chair.
Yeah, those in favour. Next is 252591, proposed single story rear extension, internal alterations and front storm porch, 51 High Street, North West Mersey. Let's go to that one, link to that one. there is, let's see if I can find it. Supposed to be on the floor. Existing location. That's proposed front.
Yes.
Elevations.
That's proposed.
That's proposed, yeah. And existing. Existing front is that. Proposed is that.
This occurred to me, Chair, if I may say, to be just a update of an existing property, and it's quite its internal features that are incorporated.
Yeah, they've added a porch at the front, so from the street that all you'll see is the that added porch there.
But again, this is quite a reasonable development on behalf of the bungalow.
Yes,
property owner.
I couldn't see any problem.
No, the rear extension, which obviously isn't visible from the road, and isn't out of keeping with the existing property.
Yeah. I think it's. I can't see any problem.
No proposal on that one.
I propose that we.
No objection.
No objection.
Okay. I'll second that. Those in favour of that. Okay. Next is 252430. Alterations and extensions to include conversion of garage to sitting room and first floor extension to include ensuite and bedroom, 64 Oakwood Avenue.
It's very nice of them. I think this is the one they put a photo in of this one.
That does help.
Yeah,
that
I think they've put a photo in of.
Let me find it. Drawings.
I think it might be this one. It might be wrong.
We'll find out in a moment.
They put the photo in on this one.
Okay, Peyton, the Johnson, the Heaney, Planning Department.
Can we just decide being campaign?
Interesting. There's a planning statement being put in on behalf of the applicant by their architect. Proposed existing. That's existing. Oh yeah, it's this one.
This one, yeah. Twiddle it round.
That's a bit rather dark.
That's very
so you can't really see much. That's existing. Proposed is, which is also going to be screwed upside down and inside out. Basically, they converted what was the garage into a family room there. And first floor extension above the garage.
Yeah. This is increasingly becoming a common development, isn't it? Doing away with garages.
Yes, but I was, because they're usually too small to put cars in these days, so rather than have it like ours, which is full of stuff. That you never use again. People are deciding to make use of the space, but yes, any comments on the planning point of view?
From a planning point view again with this one, I couldn't see any reason. It's not dominating, I just couldn't see any reason.
It appears to be in keeping with the original property, etc.
Yeah. Highways is fine with it.
Shall I propose that we, no objection?
Yep.
Seconded.
I second that.
Okay.
Right. The next one, 252595. Demolition of existing pitch roof to rear and proposed flat roof single story rear extension, 27 High Street North, West Mersey. I believe Highways has no objection. Existing plans and elevations is that's a semi-detached bungalow or dormer bungalow. I'm not quite sure how you describe it. It is one and a half story anyway, and that's the existing. Front and side elevations, and that's the plan that they're proposing to demolish this section at the rear and then build a larger extension. As you can see, the proposal is to demolish what was originally here and then build this, extending the area outside of this red dotted line. Red dotted line is the existing rear wall.
The fact that the footprint is already there.
Well, the footprint of this bit is already
there.
This bit, isn't it? Extension into their garden.
Right, okay.
This last bit, it's actually...
It is an extension, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually called a garden room by the looks of it on the plan, but it's a living area.
There's no objections from anybody on that?
No.
There's no objections.
My only comment is that it probably takes up quite a larger part of the garden.
Mm. It does do that.
Does it fall under, Chair, sorry, does it fall under overdevelopment then? Of
I wouldn't like to comment from that point of view. I wouldn't. I think that's a decision for the planners. Right. I think, from my point of view, whether they think it's
appropriate or not.
Appropriate on the, you know, leaves enough private amenity space, enough garden area after it's done. That's, I think that would be a decision for the planners, but otherwise from street scene, it's not changing the street scene.
It's a question of judgment, isn't it?
Yeah. And I don't think we're here to make actual planning decisions rather than putting local
knowledge
and
I think I move to say we've got no comment on this one.
No comment, okay. Anyone else?
I'll second that. I'm quite
okay.
Concerned.
So this is a
or no objection.
No comment.
No comment.
And that's proposed by yourself.
Yeah.
And seconded. Thank you.
Sophie?
Yeah. Sorry.
No comment on that one. What was that? That was.
Okay.
Next one, 252602, application to vary condition 2, drawing of planning permission 230954, 51 East Road, West Mersey.
There is an objection on this.
There is.
There is. Chair, may I?
You may.
Okay. If you look at the previous application, which was 230954,
yeah.
It's the same objector.
It is.
And the application under 230954,
okay.
Colchester passed that application.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the points are, when you go through both of the objections, the points are the same. It's I feel, focused around their right to light. But
okay.
Planners didn't recognise that on the original,
no.
And they're moving it closer
okay.
to the boundary.
Okay. This is on the corner of a plot, isn't it?
No, I don't. Yes, I think it is, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
It's on the corner of, was it Suffolk or something? Anyway, yes, it is a corner plot. Let me find the drawing.
Is it uplands? Does it?
No.
Does it come out Rainmead?
No. This is East Road and
yeah.
Suffolk or something like that.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my apologies. My comments relate, I think, to the other one, didn't they?
No, I think you're
oh,
right.
Oh, no, it's right.
It
yeah,
is that,
yeah, it is that one because it's condition two, isn't it?
Yeah. Existing proposed plans and elevations. Let me find it. That's not the right one, is it? Sorry, I think I may have got the wrong one. Start again. What were we meant to be looking at? Two soon. 252602 we meant to be looking at. Which is E, is that correct?
It is.
Yep. Proposed plans elevation, there we go, proposed plans. Okay, come on. Right, here we go. These are the proposed plans. How they differ from the existing ones can be seen. Can you see this red outline?
Yeah.
The existing plans had this side extension of that size. Now these changed, or these new drawings have that side extension extending further forward and with a different shaped roof line. But it's no wider than the previous one. It's just extended forward with a different roof line.
It could be better presented here, couldn't it? In terms of the diagram.
Okay, on the plan you can see the existing the drawings that have been passed give a footprint where that red line is.
Yeah.
So what they're doing with this new one, new application or new drawings, is extending forward by that much, a few metres, and changing the roof line. Extending forward on the two stories, first and second story.
Chair, is there anything in planning that you can only come out so far on the front of your property?
Not so.
No.
You can't actually extend forward without planning permission.
Yeah.
But how far you can extend forward is up to the
planners.
I'm not going to. I don't want to lead anyone. Has anyone else any comments? Because my opinion is it's not. It's still in keeping with the street scene. Doesn't affect anything else. Whether it affects the light or overlooking of the neighbours is something that the planners need to.
They're using obscure glass as well along the side. There's mention in the objection letter
that
although...
I know, but I don't think we can actually make a judgment on that.
Should I propose no objection? Because it's very similar to what is already agreed.
And as far as the variety of houses along there on East Road, huge variety.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't really, it's in keeping with the street scene and the current, you know, look of the property, if you like.
And with regards to the original application, what was our comment? With regards to the original application on, I didn't write that down.
East Road. Well, this was this came before this council in May 2023, and it was resolved that consent be granted in respect to this application. That's what the comment. That's what was made. The comments made then.
So, shall I propose that we no objection?
If you wish, yes. Anyone like to second that?
I'll second that.
All right. This next one, 252681. Proposed two-story rear extension, single-story side extension, and replacement of existing flat roof to front, 75 Raymead Close, West Mersey. Anyone any views on that one? I'll find them. Someone's ringing, is that me?
Me.
I can feel it vibrating on the table.
Sorry,
it's
probably weird.
Can't tell where it's coming.
Start this finished now, anyway. That's the existing property plans, proposed plans. They are building this bit at the back and adding this bit along the back of the existing garage, and I believe turning the garage into a... Or are they?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, it says office.
Office.
Although we can't read that from here. That says office.
Okay.
But I don't know, it doesn't look like they're doing... I can't work out whether that's still the existing garage door or windows, but we should be able to tell from the... Yes, from the plan, you can see that they're putting windows in the front of the garage.
Yeah.
Then extending single storey out the back behind the garage and adding that. It doesn't appear to change the street, the view from the street substantially.
It is a substantial change, isn't it?
In terms of floor area and yes,
it is.
As far as the street scene goes, I don't think it has any detrimental effect on the street scene.
I don't have any comments at all on this one.
There'd be that house there.
Oh, no. Not that one there.
Yeah.
Mm.
Where they're, so from the front, you won't.
Mm.
And if you look at the property next door, there's a president there. as well.
Is there?
Well, yeah, if you look to the right, they've built...
Oh, they have built an extension.
They've built
to
them
yeah.
on the garage.
Yeah,
they've built
so
it. And actually, it looks like this is already in use as an office anyway in the garage. So there'll be no change to the view from the front. Bearing in mind that this is probably... Yeah, that says March 2009, that image, so it probably doesn't look quite like that anyway. But
having seen the picture, I can't see any objection to it.
Okay. Who would like to propose no objection?
Are you proposing, John?
David.
Second.
Yes,
okay. So. All in favour of that.
Next, 252684. Demolish existing rear conservatory and front porch, erect single story rear extension with roof lantern, oak frame front porch, garage conversion, internal alterations and external fenestration changes, 39 Yorick Road. Let's find the plans for that one. That's G. Existing elevations. So it appears to be a bungalow. This is existing. Proposed is to add this flat roof extension to the rear. Let's flip between the two. So I'm changing the garage into a habitable room there, changing the roof line slightly. And add in a single story extension at the rear. Anyone, any comments?
I think this looked fine to me, and immediately I see where it's changed to a bungalow, I think, oh dear, here we go.
Yeah.
But they're not doing anything like making it into a two-storey.
Sorry, yeah.
No.
And
whether another application follows if they're changing the roof line.
Unless they're just thinking, you know, that they know that we object against bungalows, maybe they want more room, so they can't go up, they're going outwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think...
it's the one on the corner, isn't it?
Is it? I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it is.
It's difficult to ascertain which corner.
Is it when I looked?
No, there is in the corner.
Oh, sorry, where the private road is that goes... Yeah, that's it.
Oh, to the one to the left of it?
Is it the one the other way?
Yeah. I can't steer that way, let's try again. It's 39 Yorick Road, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. It's dumping me there, which it doesn't actually look like either of them. you think it's this one?
Yeah.
It could be, but it hasn't got... I can't see the garage there on the left.
There is a garage. It sits back, I think.
Okay. Oh, yeah. What, there? No, it doesn't. That's not... I don't think that's the house.
But anyway, I think...
I don't... Yeah, as far as I can see from the plans, I don't have a problem with it.
No,
no, it's not showing 50 your wick.
Up the top there, but yeah, I wouldn't necessarily...
Yeah.
It's so confusing when you do Google.
Yeah.
You've got a 39i as well.
Yes, that's the other thing, is the 39i.
Yeah.
But we're fine not to...
Yeah, I don't think we need to identify.
No, I think we can reach a conclusion. Can't we?
From the plans,
yeah.
It's,
I would say whichever one it is,
it's
all perfectly fine by the looks of it.
It looks similar down here, doesn't it?
It doesn't change the street scene, it's consistent with obviously surrounding properties. It's in keeping with the present structure.
It must be, sorry, Chair, just to confirm, it must be 39A is the property at the back down the private road, so I would say it is that one that's to the left of the private road.
Yeah. Okay, but
if
we look at the plans, everything looks to me anyway.
We've got a proposal, Chair.
Okay, I propose that we have raised no objection to this application.
I second that. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Seconded by
yourself.
Yep.
That was York Road. The next is 252-687. Proposed single story rear extension and front porch, 19 Upland Road, West Mersey. Anyone, any comments while I'm looking? I assume you've all looked at them already.
Yeah.
Existing plans. There you go, that's how it is at present.
Yeah.
Proposed plans. Adding. I think that's the existing property.
Mm.
And there was an existing property with a conservatory. But then this bit is going to be added. It's proposed that this extension is built to the rear of the existing property. And this bit added behind the garage. And front porch added. So this bit would be an addition, front porch. This would be an addition to the rear of the garage, single story. And to the rear of the house.
I think it's quite reasonable, Chair.
Again, I agree. There's no change in the street scene.
No.
It's a justified improvement.
Yeah.
Mm. It's all the extensions to the rear of the property, so they're not visible from the street.
Yep.
Doesn't appear to come any closer to the neighbours' boundaries either side. So, anyone have a proposal?
I propose that we have no objection.
Okay.
I'm happy to second that.
Six, seven.
Okay.
And seconded by?
Okay. Right, next one. Next one, 252693. Installation of a modular self-service laundrette facility and associated works. Retrospective, Spa, One Queen's Corner, Westbourne.
I was interested when this appeared.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just installed it, didn't they? Yeah, it's retrospective. But really, is it for this committee? Is it a decision just for Colchester?
But also, I mean, it's a facility which we haven't got on the island at the moment, isn't it?
There was going to be a laundrette going in to where, is it the Red Room? But unfortunately, it didn't materialise.
That's right, didn't.
Yeah, there used to be one in church.
Was there?
Yeah, I used it a lot.
Yeah.
Is that one at Spa has been down? Well, before Christmas.
Oh yeah, probably much before that.
Yeah,
I'd say it's been about 6 months now.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
But yes, it appeared.
Yeah.
I know a couple of residents wrote or corresponded with us.
Oh really?
Well, with the office.
Oh really?
Asking about it, and I believe Carol responded saying that if you think there's been a breach of planning, please refer it to Colchester Planning Department. And obviously the residents have done, because they've now, obviously the owner of the site has now been requested to put in for planning on it.
And there's two objections, isn't there?
There is two objections there from local.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, safety, is there I've not inspected it, to be quite honest with you, but is there an issue? It's a car park on the side there. The other thing I would say is, should it have restrictions on operation? But is that not, does that then go into licensing?
That's not.
No.
No one's complained about noise from
there.
No. They complained about the overuse of the car park. People were, you know, remaining in the car park for longer periods now.
Yeah.
I've seen a lorry go in before and after the thing put up. And
it's just
an awkward angle.
Yeah.
Full stop.
It's all anecdotal. So I mean, it does stick out a little bit, actually.
Yeah.
But that's not really for us to
determine,
because it's actually on their own property, isn't it?
It is.
That's right.
Is it any different from an Amazon locker being along the side there?
It's a bit larger.
Bit larger would be used for a longer period, wouldn't it?
Well, although you won't get so many visits to it as you would a locker for parcels.
No,
I suspect it's not used
a lot
because of, it's not used a lot.
People on the other side is one that's getting demolished more than ever.
Anyway,
I don't know, let's have a look at if there's any drawings that guide us. There is a highways kind next to with it, which I must admit I haven't particularly.
No comments.
Yeah, the highway authority is content the proposal is unlikely to be detrimental to highway capacity and or safety. Highway point of view, the highway authority has no comments to make on the proposal.
Yeah. I mean, that car park is quite well used.
Oh, yeah.
It is, isn't it? A lot of people go in and out, I think.
Well, obviously it's
the wall seems to be down a lot.
Yeah, that's true. That's since they've bugged over it.
Okay, so is there a proposal? I'll make a proposal. I propose that we make no comment.
I'll second that, Chair.
And I'll support that.
Right.
actually haven't looked at it, to be honest, because
I knew
it was there, and I knew it was really retrospective, and I was surprised when you just said about objections. I thought, really?
Yeah,
two residents had I think they were surprised to see it suddenly pop up, and then
I would
then questioned whether something like that would need planning permission. Yeah. Apparently, it doesn't need planning permission.
It's a change of use, chair, isn't it, as well? It's a car park.
Yeah, I don't know on that. Yeah. I don't know how that works, because, as mentioned, parcel lockers have been mentioned, and I don't recall having
any
applications for parcel lockers.
No.
It wasn't.
Okay, we move on to the next one. 252588, part replacement of external UPVC cladding and render for new black timber boarding. Replacement of low-level timber cladding with brickwork to match existing Dadchick Sailing Club, 143 Coast Road, West Mersey.
Chair, can I just say, it is in a conservation zone.
Yep. Correct.
However, looking at the conservation zone, there are other buildings that are cladded in the conservation zone.
Correct.
For example, Seafood at Dawn is cladded, and it's all along the shoreline. If anything, they're removing in places, aren't they? Removing UPVC.
White UPVC.
Yeah, cladding. So would the featherboards be more in keeping in a conservation zone?
Yeah, good point. Anyone else? Any comments on it?
No, I'd be very interested to see what the planners make of this application in terms of the sensitivity of that area. But I think this is an improvement.
I do too.
And I think it makes for more longevity of the sailing club. So I think it's quite a reasonable one.
I think when you look at the picture that the chair's got up there, that looks so 1970s, 60s, 70s.
That's what I was trying to think,
And it just, to me, to clad that building, I'd say more 60s looking at that, but to clad the building, done sympathetically, it would be more appeasing on the eye, I think, along that coastline.
It's like a sore thumb.
It does. I think it'd be a vast improvement.
Yeah, so my thoughts. I've no objection in principle.
Yeah.
Note that the site is in the Coast Road Conservation Area, therefore West Mersey Town Council Neighbourhood plan policy WM26 heritage assets is relevant regarding the requirement to preserve or enhance the significance of the heritage assets, their setting and wider built environment, including the character and appearance of the Coast Road Conservation Area. It's just directing them, they know it, directing them to neighbourhood plan policy for the conservation area. We leave it up to them to decide whether it enhances the area or otherwise.
We've got actually with the neighbourhood plan, we've got a picture of the outside.
Yeah.
Actually, we use it.
So is that your proposal, Chair?
That is my proposal.
Sophie, you second. If you want to second.
Well, I was going to say, maybe if we're all saying that it would enhance, and so is in keeping with what we're saying on our neighbourhood plan, maybe we should actually put something
in
support.
Yeah.
That we support this, because it is in line with
what's already
the
there.
The local plan, and quoting what you just said.
And also what's already there.
Well, I don't know. Have we We haven't voted yet, have we?
No, we haven't. How about...
So far, I believe that we... Since I've been chair, we've only been putting in no
objections.
Or no comment.
Yeah.
Or we object.
Well, actually, by putting in no objections, then you're supporting, aren't you?
Yeah,
you are.
Yeah.
Thinking about it in that respect.
I don't know whether we support it or not, because the trouble is with the judgment whether it enhances or not. That's very
subjective.
Yes,
yeah.
And other times when we've thought something's all right, Colchester have thought it definitely isn't.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how how to make.
No.
Although I do take Sophie's point. We could add that West Mersey Town Council is of the opinion that it would enhance the area. We could add that if we are of that opinion.
Well, WM24 talks about conservation and enhancement, doesn't it?
Is it 26, isn't it?
No, 24.
Oh, right, oh dear. What's 26 then?
Minimising light foot pollution.
Well, we've already stated. No, I'm not sure which one's which now.
Well, I thought I came in specially today.
You're after the medic.
Well, we need to check. Well, obviously, it seems to be 24 then.
Yeah.
It's 24, too.
We've always stated it's 26, which might be my fault. Maybe I got the wrong. Anyway, okay.
Maybe
so
that's why they're called.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's fine. We double check that.
Yeah. I mean,
because
yeah,
I must have got it from
slightly
else.
Different to
okay.
Us. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Heritage
like
Jackson,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It may be that. Anyway, we'll double check that before we put it in.
Yeah.
Policy, whichever it is, heritage assets.
It's heritage assets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
so what...
Is that your proposal?
Which proposal? That we add the other words to the end of it?
That we... Yeah.
So you're adding it's West Mersey Town Council's opinion that the planning application would enhance the area?
Would, so, yes. In a, yeah.
Okay.
Any comments?
Yeah, adding it. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Is that your proposal?
Yeah.
So...
Sophie
can
second
it.
Yeah, I think Sophie should do it. Agree.
Yeah, okay. I want to know how I determined it was out on your 26. Last one, 252753.
Yeah.
Proposed extensions, alterations and outbuildings to a single existing dwelling, island house, 2 East Mersey Road, West Mersey. Let's find that one. I assume you all know which property this is. Can't find anything now.
Google wasn't very helpful with this one.
Well, because it's not really visible from the road.
No.
It's a very large property that was recently sold to a new owner, obviously. And obviously the new owner is improving and adding to their requirements.
And I was going to walk down there, but it got too cold.
We wouldn't see any more.
It's quite a walk from you, David.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I've walked the entire island before.
And a very tricky route.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got. Come on. Can't see much anyway, can you? Don't want that. That's the plans of the house. Existing plans, existing site plan is probably most useful. Existing, well, we start, is existing elevations, that's the house.
Mm, yeah.
Existing house, this is the site, which is very extensive.
Yeah.
This, that's the entrance that that joins East Mersey Road up there somewhere, as you can see there. So this is East Mersey Road. House is not really at all visible from the road. Long driveway with trees, you know, turning circle, everything. Currently it's got stables there. That's stables, and that's the house. That's the house. That's the stables. It was an equestrian.
You say it's not visible from East Road.
East Mersey Road, yeah.
East Mersey Road. Is that right?
Unless you. Well, okay, not easily visible.
No, it's not easy.
You can
wasn't helpful
see
when
the
I
tree,
looked at
tree.
It.
Okay.
Now, anyway, that's existing. The proposal is that they. Proposed site plan is they add garages.
That's what comes out, John.
Oh, right, okay. Thank you.
They add garages there. That's three, well, cart, or cart lodges, or whatever you like to call it, for parking vehicles in. Another bit there added, swimming pool, and convert the existing stables into into a gym. And storage area and toilet, etc.
Chair, there's no objections on the application, but the one thing, not that I'd say it's a reason to object, is looking at the outbuildings.
Yeah.
Are these going to be sort of holiday lets?
No.
It's not on the application.
I very much doubt it.
I think this is for sole use reason.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that. I mean, obviously, there are a certain lifestyle, the people that bought it. Are turning the what is the stable block into a gym, as you can see, weights area, they say. Gym area.
Yeah.
Storage, shower, sauna, basically a leisure area, and the other store and workshop there. Personally, I have no objection.
I've got no comments.
No comments. No objection. I'd say no objection.
Yeah. I can't see any planning grounds.
No.
For objection.
Mm.
I don't know whether history is. Some of these buildings were had an agricultural element to it in the past, but there's certainly not. Not present at the moment.
I believe, well, this was marketed as an equestrian facility, which is sort of evident by the fact that this is the stable block,
okay.
And it's got various paddocks.
Okay, that's interesting.
I don't know if we want to say anything other than provided no business use, something like that. The only thing I can ever see is that with this gym facility, they start hiring it out to.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying they would, but yeah. I don't know if that's for something else.
And we've got the possibility that it will be sold and then somebody else coming in. You can't market against that.
And particularly, you've got other properties along there that have got, I should imagine, have got business shows along East Road. There's certainly businesses running along there.
Well, yes, well, obviously, if someone did use a business, they should at that point
apply
for change of use.
Yeah, definitely.
So I don't know if it's really our business to put a restriction on it now. Okay, so I propose that we put no objection into this to this plan. Anyone like to second that?
Do you want me to put my hand up?
Yes. Anyone can. And those in favour of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, that's all the planning applications that we have for today. The next item on the agenda is to receive notification of planning decisions. We have a number passed 252291, single story rear extension 26 Raymead Close, that was passed. 252358, application to vary conditions, drawings of planning permission 251349, Four Garden Farm.
Yeah.
That was passed. 252460, demolition of existing conservatory summer room with construction of single story rear and two story side extension, 7 Kingsmere Close, West Mersey. That was passed. 252449, ground and first floor extension and internal alteration, 9 Victoria Esplanade. That was passed. Then we come on to applications refused. 252444, 252445, two-storey rear flat roof extension with perimeter parapet, 7 East Mersey Road, West Mersey. That was refused by Colchester Planning, I believe, having read it on grounds of it being not sympathetic to the historic nature of the current building, basically.
Is this the one near the borough?
It would be, yes.
It's a listed building.
Yeah, it's a listed building.
Yeah.
It is in that vicinity.
Yeah.
But yes, they apparently didn't consider the proposal it was in keeping with its character and listed status.
Yeah,
anyway. The other one that was refused, 252322, removal of the redundant boat launch slipway and infill in the area to provide a level site for additional boat storage and work area, Peter Clark's Boatyard, Coast Road, West Mersey. That was refused basically on environmental grounds, I think, because of that they hadn't put in the required reports. And so Colchester refused it.
I think it would be classified as a comprehensive refusal.
It could be. Yes, if you read it, they picked up on everything they could think of to refuse it.
Yeah.
But mostly based on environmental concerns or lack of reports to allay environmental concerns. I'd probably put it that.
Yeah.
Because the infilling is below mean high tide, so they need a licence from the MMO to do that, which they haven't
got. Right, okay.
Plus they needed reports from Natural England and all this sort of thing, which they didn't have. Okay.
Thank you, Chair.
That's the last item on the agenda, so I can conclude this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You can have it anyway.
But
it's not WN26, it seems to be WN24.
Okay.
okay. on those notes. But that means it's been wrong previously. Because I always thought it was W26 for reasons I don't understand.
They should change it to
WM25. Yeah, so it seems. As long as that's the up-to-date copy we've got.
Yeah, well, I took it off here.
Yeah.
I paid you to provide a new copy.
Because I think I was looking at... it's not actually published on in that form online, is it, John?
Oh, it's
I have looked in the past and got confused with...
Yeah, because...
Which copy you're looking at.
Yeah, because...
Did you get through?
Yeah. Often, you're not careful, you